This is Dr. Olivero dictating for March the 11th of 2022. The name of the patient is Denise Baylor. The last name is B-A-Y-L-E-R. First name, Denise, D-E-N-I-S-E. This is the clinical case of a 75-year-old white female that has a history of diabetes mellitus that is that has been present for more than 30 years, period. The patient has been treated with Trulicity, Humulin, and according to the description given by the patient, she was told by the doctor in Illinois that she had a kidney function that it was around 35 to 39 mLs per minute. Period. The patient is referred to the office because there was a drastic change in the kidney function, the serum creatinine increase. I have a laboratory workup that was done on the 5th of March of 2022, in which the serum creatinine was 1.6, the BUN was 43, and the estimated GFR was 31 mLs per minute, period. The patient did not have microalbuminuria. And I have another results that were done on the 7th of March, in which the serum creatinine increased to 2, the BUN to 35, and the patient had an estimated GFR of 25, which is consistent with the diagnosis of acute kidney injury. In talking to the patient, she was prescribed Jardiance, medication that she took for a short period of time. She says that at the most 7 days. And whether or not there is a Jardiance effect in the kidney function is the most likely situation, and this is a well described. The dip in the kidney function is present, eventually that recover, and the patient will receive the full benefit of the medication from the cardiovascular and renal point of view. Period. We are going to order the workup to see if the patient was able to recover the kidney function, and the final recommendation will be given after we reevaluate the laboratory workup. Number two, diabetes mellitus. The patient had an estimated GFR that has, the patient had a hemoglobin A1C that was 7.5 and has increased to 8.3. I discussed at length the diet. The patient is legally blind, and the main problem will be preparation of the plant-based diet. I emphasize a low-sodium diet, low decrease the amount of processed food and go with a plant-based diet with a calorie restriction of no more than 2,000 calories in 24 hours. Period. The patient has a history of arterial hypertension that is under control. The blood pressure is 118 over 56. Following number, gastroesophageal reflux disease. That is treated with the administration of omeprazole. Omeprazole could make an impact in the deterioration of the kidney function. We are going to suggest HH2 inhibitors. Following number, the patient is legally blind. She said that she had nausea and vomiting that was violent and during the process affected the retina, and she lost the vision in the left side, and the right side is very impaired. Following number, the patient had a bout of atrial fibrillation. She's taking Eliquis. We're going to reevaluate this case with laboratory workup and see her right after the laboratory workup. A retroperitoneal ultrasound has been ordered as well. Period. Thanks a lot for your kind referral. Period. We spent 20 minutes reviewing the referral in the face-to-face 30 minutes, and in the documentation 8 minutes.